Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Final hour of Ben and Woods here on a Wednesday. Short week. We're off on Monday. Short show tomorrow.
Yes.
Series finale is a 10:10 a.m. first pitch from Miami, which means in-season Sammy Leavitt joins you with the pregame show at 9:10. So we go to about 9:04 or so tomorrow morning.
I can promise you now it will be the four worst minutes of radio you've ever heard. I don't know why. It happens. Every time we're preempted, we act like Ricky Bobby in an interview. Like, I don't know what to do with my hands. We don't. Those 4 minutes will be excruciating for some reason. I have no idea why, but it happens every single time. It's like we don't know what to do with ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Gwen and Chris, I believe, had a 36-minute show yesterday. Huh. And we'll have another 36-minute show today leading up to Sammy's 2:40 pregame show.
Is it even worth it to do a 36-minute show? That's two segments.
I think from what I heard, if they have a show that's under an hour, they have to do like an hour podcast or something like that. Ooh. So it's not just 36 minutes.
36-minute show. All right, well, big win last night. Bats came alive and pitching was okay. Bullpen was great. All right, see you guys tomorrow. That's I like that.
First 36 minutes, we're just warming up.
Yeah, just getting lubed up in here.
Yep. Padres win yesterday 9-4 over the Miami Marlins, scoring 5 runs in the ninth inning, which doesn't sound like, oh my gosh, 5 runs in an inning. For the Padres this year, first time they have done that all season long. Even the game they scored 16 runs in Mexico City in the 9,000 feet of altitude and thin air, they didn't score more than 4 in any of those innings.
Crazy.
The first time all year they put together a 5-run inning. Came at a good time with a 4-4 game going into the ninth. And we've seen so many times. I can't tell you how many times I've watched this team and I look, all right, let's see. Well, the top of the order's coming up. So they've got Tatis and Soto and Bogarts and they're down one or they're tied. Good chance they should be ahead. And it's like, no, nothing happens.
Yeah.
And, you know, if that game had gone to extra innings yesterday, Padres have been very poor in extra innings. They are winless, 0-5. But finally, they just took care of business,
so we're
put together
doing
a big rally. And you know what? They got a little lucky. Got a little lucky in that ninth inning yesterday.
They did. I actually thought Floro made a really nice pitch.
Well, first of all, Tatis walked to get on.
Well, that's what I was saying.
Borderline pitch, yeah.
That pitch that Floro made, I thought, was spectacular. I mean, it's a perfect spot. And I thought it lit up the zone, but Toddy got away with it. Toddy he'd been killed on a call early. I want to say it's the first pitch he saw of the day was about 6 inches below the box, and he got called for a strike. Sandy Alcantara. That's going to put you in a hole. I mean, he spit on a really good pitch. It was called a strike, so it evened out for him later in the game. But I thought Floro. I thought, oh man, crap, that we got lucky there, but getting lucky is one thing. Being able to take advantage of it is something altogether different. Benny stole second. Ball goes in the center, goes to third. you know, and off to the races.
Then, Juan Soto walks, as you know, you expect him to do. They're going to be very careful with him. They intentionally walked him on the last pitch.
They did not get close on the first three.
So then Xander Bogaerts comes up, and he falls behind in the count. I'm going, oh boy. Are they not going to get a runner in from third with less than two outs again? But puts the ball in play with two strikes. It's a comebacker.
Hard up the middle.
You know, hard up the middle. One big hard hop. Got a nice bounce off of the pitcher's hand.
Floral, again.
And it probably would have been fielded. I'm not sure that Tatis was going. He didn't break home. So had that ball been fielded up the middle, might have been, I mean, Soto was going, so it'd probably be second and third, one out. You know, the inning still goes on, but you don't know what happens at that point. But it goes right in between them. Ends up a single. The next play is an Odor grounder that is thrown away by the shortstop to home. They could have gotten him at home with a good throw. Didn't. Padres took advantage there with a run. And then they really cashed in on the Carpenter double. They got a big hit with runners in scoring position to put the game away at that point. That's what you're looking for.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't have to go homer, double, homer, double, homer.
No.
You just have to take advantage when the other team is willing to throw you a game. The Royals, you know, a week and a half ago, they tried to throw games to the Padres left and right.
Every,
and the Padres
every
would
game.
Not accept it.
They would not take it.
Like, no, please, no, you keep it. No, we don't want it.
It was unbelievable.
Marlins did it yesterday. Padres said, yes, thank you. We will take this game that you are giving us here in the ninth inning. Gladly. Thank you very much.
The biggest moment of the night for me. Domingo Tapia comes out, throws a really, really nice inning. And I wonder if Bob Melvin, you know, again, as a manager, when you have a guy like Domingo Tapia who throws 99, 100 miles an hour, Ben, look, we're great. Bob pushed his luck trying to get
him. Why wouldn't you have brought him back in the next inning, though?
That's exactly right. He hasn't been used a ton. He's a big, strong dude.
Looks like he's locked in.
He comes out and walks the bases loaded. I'm sick to my stomach. And I'm like,
you're trailing.
Oh my God.
Why would we use one of our higher leverage relievers when we got this guy threw well? You absolutely bring him back for another inning.
Absolutely. But after the first walk, maybe you yank. Yeah. But again, hindsight 20/20. It worked out because Tim Hill came in, did give up one of the inherited runners, but gets the one of the bigger double plays you'll see with a rise at the plate, hits a seed to shortstop, but picked by Bogaerts, double play turned. Timmy Hill wriggles us out of it again, and Padres go on to win the game. But, man, yeah, like, that's why
he gave up the De La Cruz single, so it's still nobody out.
Nobody out.
Bases loaded, a run in.
Yep.
Had to strike out Soler for a dangerous hitter.
Forgot about that.
And then got the Arias double play. Ooh. So really great escape job by Tim Hill there in the bottom of the sixth inning.
No question about it. And I rarely question what Bob Melvin does. Rarely, honestly. I sometimes I'm like, I don't challenge that. But it's not all like the challenge early in the game. I'm like, all right, like naked.
He's not beyond reproach.
No, absolutely
Bob
not.
Bob Melvin makes mistakes.
Absolutely, he does. As does every manager.
So does Bruce Bochy.
And I watched last night and I go, why allow Domingo Tapia, who really wasn't close with the first guy, really wasn't close with the second guy, you can't leave him out there for a third, right? And he did. And you got out of it. They picked up their skipper last night, I thought, in that inning for sure.
We'll look ahead at today's game in a little bit. Right now, though, let's get some other headlines. It is time for the Italian Paul Reindl Report.
Manicotti.
Get things started here with our
Manicotti.
Me too.
Edition, today's edition of the Reindl Report.
What's the difference now between Manicotti and Cannelloni?
Greatest.
No idea.
Welcome to the Reindl Report with Paul Reindl.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindl Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Italian Paul didn't realize we were intentionally talking over his open.
Yeah, sorry.
Because I really do want to know what the difference between manicotti and cannelloni is.
Manicotti.
They're both like tubes filled with cheese.
Cheese tubes.
Cheese tubes. I love cheese tubes.
I do too. As do I.
Frank, can you tell us the difference between cannelloni and manicotti?
Cheese tubes are good. Cheese tubes are really good.
Yeah, what is the difference?
I will tell you that after I get through this, honestly, I'm not quite sure.
Well, you have to do that. I can Google it now.
Ben's going to let us know.
All right. So we went a little crazy yesterday with the Italian Paul Report, so we'll reel it back in a bit today, and we'll start with the NBA. The NBA Finals are getting set to tip off tomorrow night as the Nuggets head coach, Michael Malone, is not taking the heat lightly just because they're an 8 seed. Malone said after practice yesterday, you get to the NBA Finals, it's not about seeding anymore, and for those who are thinking that this is going to be an easy series, I don't even know what to say to you people. This is going to be the biggest challenge of our lives. This is the NBA Finals. You're trying to win the first NBA championship in franchise history, and it's going to be the hardest thing that we've ever done, which is the way it should be. We see 8 seeds topple 1 seeds in the NHL all the time, but in the NBA, it's a little bit more rare. But for my money, this is exactly what I want to hear my head coach saying going into a final.
No question about it. You'd be a moron to take anybody lightly.
I want to hear my head coach go,
"We got
guys,
it.
Guys, here's an 8 seed.
We got this.
Don't worry about it. My God, they shouldn't even be here. We're going to run over this team. Don't even bother showing up for practice."
Projections have it at going a 5-game series. I will go out on a limb knowing less than nothing about basketball.
Miami's going to win a game or two.
I'm going to say 6. It goes 6. That's my guess. Over, under,
$10 bet. I don't know how they stop Jokic.
$10 bet.
No one has.
$10 bet.
You going to say over? All right, I'll go under. $10 okay. bet. All right, so you get
5.5.
I get a 4 or 5 game series, you get a 6 or 7.
Yeah,
that's fine.
All right, deal.
I just don't know how they're going to stop Jokic. Anthony Davis couldn't do it. No one that the Nuggets have faced can do it, and the Heat don't really have anyone
thing is,
like
though,
that. So
you never know when somebody goes ice cold. You never know when somebody rolls their ankle first play of the game like Jason Tatum. You never know. You never know what can happen.
I mean, they've got the some sort of it factor here in the postseason. You know, it's call it what you will. Miami knows when the lights are on. They have played their best basketball.
Playoff Jimmy
Butler.
He's awesome.
My biggest concern is the layoff.
Yeah,
that
100%.
Denver has had.
100%. They've been sitting on their ass for a week.
Yes. However, I think I'd rather have the layoff than have a hard-fought 7-game series that we're coming right off of.
By the way, coming back, you know, letting a team crawl back in and win 3 straight.
I think I saw the stat.
Gutting.
So 9 times there's been a final series where the team, one team that swept faced a team that went 7 and had the big layoff versus 8-1 for the team with the rest in game 1, at least.
Wow. Moreno says, Bam Adebayo can play Joker fine. Murray is the focus of their D.
Jamal Murray.
Fence. Yes. Thank you, Italian Paul. Next.
That's your Cox
our NBA,
report for the day.
I will be able to watch the game on Cox, I'm sure.
There you go.
Channel 10.
Watch
tomorrow.
For,
I have that on
5
my,
o'clock.
On my Cox.
You do. I know you do.
Watch for Murray's D on Cox.
Yep.
Settle down over there, all right? We're full-time.
Yeah.
We can't get in trouble.
Major League Baseball put out its new list of the top 200 draft prospects for next season. The outright favorite goes to LSU outfielder Dylan Cruz. It is worth noting that there are 4 players currently going to San Diego schools in the top 200. The highest up on the list being right-handed pitcher Cole Schoenwater at number 36. Schoenwater is currently attending San Marcos High School and has committed to UC Santa Barbara. Also on the list, catcher, shortstop, and outfielder Cole Craig, who is playing at San Diego State, is at number 45. Left-handed pitcher Kyle Carr, playing for Palomar College and is committed to TCU, is at 171. And first baseman outfielder Kevin Sim, playing at USD, came in at 191. I do apologize if I missed any San Diego natives playing elsewhere and for possibly mispronouncing any names. But some pretty decent representation in the top 200 there for San Diego.
Always is.
I saw that Marcelo Mayer, who was the number 1 overall pick from San Diego a couple years ago, is making a quick rise to the Boston Red Sox system. Already up to AA.
I remember when I worked out with him and got to go hit with him. I got to play first base and Mayer was throwing me missiles across the diamond. And it was watching him hit the effort just effortlessly from left-handers batter's box.
Yeah, don't know which of this year's prospects from San Diego will make it, but they always do.
Yeah.
I mean, we are a hotbed. Even the guys that are deeper in the draft have made it to the big leagues. A former SDSU catcher, Sebi Zavala's.
Yep.
You know, it made some inroads in the big leagues as well.
Greg Allen hit a home run yesterday, playing against the Padres over the weekend.
He hit a home run yesterday. So they had a lot of locals always representing in the MLB draft and making their way through the minor leagues.
Marcello is going to be
good.
Such a good player. I mean, once he's very tall, he's lean. Once he puts some more muscle on, man, he is going to be. And they need a shortstop in Boston. I mean, it's probably a year and a half away, but I bet you we see him sooner than later, man, if he keeps on a tear like this.
And how about that combination of catcher, shortstop, outfielder?
Yeah.
That's a rare one. I think I may have said Cole Craig. It's actually Cole Carrig is the San Diego State player. We'll stay local for this last one today. So local, in fact, it'll be happening right down the street. All Elite Wrestling will be at Viejas Arena for the first time tonight, starting at 4 p.m. for Dynamite and for Rampage, which will be taped right after that. That's their Friday show.
Ben's eyes are glazing over.
All of your favorite wrestlers, like AEW World Champion and good old Long Island boy MJF, Brian Danielson, and FTR, as well as your favorite gymnasts, such as Kenny Olivier, the Cucamonga Kids, and My Little Dog Pockets. Plenty of tickets are on sale.
Are you trying to get free tickets this event, Frank? You just ask us.
No, I'm not. Plenty of tickets are still available after a disastrous pay-per-view this weekend, ranging from $35 to $150. I was planning on going, but my goldfish needed an emergency root canal. So like the good pet owner that I am, I'm planning to be with him.
Are you a wrestling guy?
Yes.
Frank, it connects us with the side of sports that we don't touch on much.
A little bit of everything.
Auto racing, hockey, wrestling, topics
basketball.
That we can go weeks without. I mean, I like basketball.
You years.
Know, but we go a long time without. And I know there are fans out there. I know we have tier ones who are huge wrestling fans.
Massive. Ben, but I will say this. Ben is the only person that I've ever met our age. Ben and I are almost the same age. I'm a few months older than him. Shocking. He's the only person that I've ever met to not like wrestling ever at one point in his life, ever,
even
for
a
minute, not one second, did he like wrestling. I outgrew it, but I used to watch WrestleMania on VHS.
I watched so little wrestling that when Sergeant Slaughter appeared on the G.I. Joe cartoon, thought he was a real military sergeant.
You had no idea
that he was a wrestler. Thought he was a new character on G.I. Joe.
Isn't that surprising to you?
What?
That of our age, like, because when coming up, Frankie, when we were coming up, wrestling was massive. Andre the Giant, Hulk Hogan.
I'd like to think that I was a perceptive youth, and I knew it wasn't real. And for me, the great thing about sports is the unpredictability, not knowing who's going to win or who's going to lose.
You know, the Golden Girls weren't real.
That's not
really
sports.
Live in together.
Not sports.
Not everything's a documentary or a sport. It's an entertainment show. It's entertainment. You're telling me a 7-year-old Ben was like, well, that move can't be real. It would break his.
Didn't it look fake to everybody though?
No, how I they would. It was so
no,
real. The blood.
Not
oh my
back
god.
Then no, and ben, they didn't.
How they, did, they so gently. They throw it looked like you're going to do it hard, but you can always tell at the last second that they
they
slam their hand down to make the sound, but they really nicely roll into that landing.
The ring would, you know, give. It's got some give.
When they climb up on the ropes,
top rope
to jump on the guy, you can see at the last second he just misses him. He doesn't actually put the entire force of his 250-pound muscular body, because you know what that would do? That would kill someone if you landed on them like that with that kind of force.
What else got me was when they would take the turn, when they would rip the thing off the turnbuckle, the pad, and they would take the guy by the hair and slam him into the turnbuckle. I'm like, well, I was a kid. I was like, oh my god, that guy could be seriously. And they would always come up bloody and like, I went to see it live when I was a kid at the Sportatorium in Dallas and used to watch the Von Erichs against the Freebirds. Bro, it was the greatest. I remember it vividly, like it was yesterday.
The Von Erichs were gods there,
gods,
too.
Gods, beyond. You have no idea. Like, gods. And, man, poor Ben was deprived of all of them.
I don't watch wrestling much anymore. I listen to Jim Cornette on a daily basis, which is, he's the one I have to credit for the nicknames, the Cucamonga kids, Kenny Olivier, and my little dog Pockets. I'll buy a couple extra things on Cornette's Collectibles as posthumous payment.
I don't know who that is. Who's Jim Cornette?
Jim, the wrestling manager from Mid South.
Okay, I don't remember him.
The Midnight Express.
No.
Don't look at me.
No,
we're out of time. I'll show you a picture.
Frank, your segment is over. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, we got to take a break. We'll come back. If you have always wanted to hear Jesse Agler sounding like he's on the verge of death doing the Incorporator, we'll bring that back.
Who wants to hear Jesse Agler dying in real
time? I have an
time.
Answer to the hottest question of the morning. What is the difference between manicotti and cannelloni? That is coming up after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Inquiring minds want to know. Hungry minds, at least.
Starving.
So, manicotti is the Italian-American version of cannelloni. Both are prostitutes, but the difference between the two is fairly minimal. Manicotti, tubes are ridged, larger, and slightly
ridged
thicker.
For her pleasure, actually.
Well, everyone's pleasure.
Right. Or his
cannelloni
pleasure.
Tubes are smooth, a touch smaller, and slightly thinner.
Oh, so I'm the other one.
You're a manicotti.
I'm a manicotti. You're a cannelloni.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Stupid.
As long as you stuff them with enough cheese, I don't care. Like them either way.
I will eat it as well.
We're going to open up our phone lines here for the rest of the program. If you'd like to get online, 833-288-0973. Had Eric Grubner on last hour answering questions about the Padres television situation, streaming, where you're going to be able to find it. If you didn't hear it, didn't get your questions answered, you can certainly call in. I think I've got a good grasp on it and can get most of your questions answered if you are still looking for some of those answers. You can join us, 833-288-0973. First, though, yesterday was an Incorporator Tuesday, And we had Jesse on yesterday morning, and he didn't sound great, to be honest.
I was actually like, oh, he let us know
that, yeah, there was a bug that was going around, you know, the team on the plane from New York to Miami, and it hit him, and he was hoping he would feel better by game time. Did say he would get an incorporator word in. Here's Woods setting it up for him yesterday. It is Woods' turn this week to challenge you, Jesse, with our incorporator word.
Funny word, weird definition in a baseball game. The word is bowyang. Have you ever heard of a bowyang?
I don't believe so.
It's a piece of cord, rope, or leather. It's tied around the person's lower legs. Ben, what did you say it's used for?
It's used mostly in Australia or New Zealand to keep, like, dust and dirt from getting into your shoe area.
Yeah,
probably
you put
insects
on,
as well.
Just yeah, to, you put a bow
just
yang
to, you know,
on.
Tighten your lower pant legs to prevent
Got
stuff
it.
From getting in there.
Yeah.
All right, so he had the word. Didn't work it in early. Sometimes Jesse will just get right to it and get it done. The game kind of continued on. It was a long one yesterday, too. It was three plus hours, like almost 3 hours, 25 minutes or something.
14 runs or whatever.
It was a longer game. Still, bottom of the ninth, finally, Jesse figures out a way to work, and he's sounding worse and worse as the day goes on. Bowyang into the broadcast.
The lizards, the iguanas, the bugs the size of your fist, all very prominent here. Get those bowyangs down on your pant legs. Creepy crawlies can't get up on your skin. It's never a bad idea.
No, they were just crawling directly into your lungs.
Yes,
yesterday.
Poor guy,
Jesse.
Man.
I hope he feels better. Got a good night's sleep and will feel better today. I'm sure he'll be glad to get home tomorrow after the day game. Get on the plane. Get back to San Diego. No day off though. They get right back to work on Friday. It's a 4-game series against the Cubs. The old wraparound series, as they like to call it in Major League Baseball. You know that term?
I've heard it.
So it's a Friday to Monday series. When you have a 4-gamer that starts not on Thursday, but it wraps around the weekend. You get
it
in Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Wouldn't a Thursday to Monday be more of a wrap around the weekend?
No, that wouldn't
work. Friday, because Friday still counts as a work day.
Well, and it doesn't. You have to get it all the way to Monday to complete the wrap around the weekend.
Right.
If you end on Sunday, there's still a little bit of Sunday after that the series is over. You didn't wrap it around.
No one ever answered my rubber match question, the rubber game.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes.
You didn't.
Yeah, each team has won one, and the series can bend either way in the final game, like rubber. It can go one way or the other. It's very flexible, depending on the outcome of the final game. That's what it means. I don't care if you don't like my explanation for him. It is exactly what a rubber game means in the series.
Okay.
All right, we got some callers on the line. 833-288-0973. The last segment belongs to you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live coverage of every Padres game on 97.3 The Fan is available through the Odyssey app. Wherever you are in the San Diego area, you can listen to every pitch of the Padres on Odyssey. Download the free Odyssey app and search 97.3 The Fan to get started. Always an option, like when, you know, technical difficulties hit a television broadcast or you can't find the channel you're supposed to be watching the team on tonight. Just tune in to 97.3 The Fan for Jesse and Tony on the Odyssey app, on your radio. Either way works for you.
Somebody was asking about the stream from 97.3 The Fan, right? Because you can listen to Padre games here on The Fan. A lot of people listen through the app.
You have to be in San Diego County
to
get the app to work. And I've run into this problem as well. When you're on your cell, like your 5G, sometimes for whatever reason, the tower that it picks up or it routes through is outside of San Diego County, so right. It thinks you're not there. So if you're on Wi-Fi, you're always good. I've always been good with the Odyssey app. Occasionally, though, it can be a little, you know, roll the dice if you're going through your cell signal and using the app.
But that has nothing to do with any
blackouts or anything. Yeah, well, I mean, you can't listen in Seattle to a Padres game on Odyssey.
But what you can do, and for the next 7 days, right? If you don't want to subscribe to MLB TV after the 7-day trial period is over, that's fine. That's on you. Whatever. You can go to MLB TV and MLB TV app, and there is a listen option as well.
There is.
Yeah. There's a listen option as well. So maybe try that for the next week. Yeah. See how you like it.
Well, whatever. I mean, and the games will be free on MLB TV through Sunday as well.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to figure out, I don't know if I'm going to be using streaming or if it's right for me.
Yeah.
You get a chance to check it out the next couple of days. You know, this isn't so bad. I can stream it to my television. It works for me. Or you go like, nah, I'm a TV guy. I'll just watch it on my Cox or my DirecTV and keep it that way. You'll have a chance to try it out the next couple of days. All right. Our phone lines are open. 833-288-0973. We'll talk to some tier ones. Let's go out to JT in Claremont. JT, good morning. Welcome to Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. What's up?
Morning, guys.
Morning. Hey, buddy.
So I just wanted to get your guys' opinion. I honestly think that series in New York, when even though we lost and when the offense battled back, it was a turning point in our offense.
Yeah.
I think moving forward, that definitely, you know, it gave our guys hope that they can do what they've been pretty much expected to do. I just wanted to get your guys' take on that.
I think we agree fully, JT, with that assessment. And I was watching the game, and, you know, I kind of had that feeling too, like, hey, man, and we ended up being essentially a swing away there at the end. Not a great AB from Fernando. The umpire really kind of hosed him out of two bad calls, but you still got another one to play with. You need to find a way to work yourself on base. But no, I mean, I thought it was a really, really good battle by the guys. But again, no moral victories here. You need to stack wins right now. But you're right, man. There is a bit more confidence, and you can kind of see it.
I came on the air. It was last Monday, the 22nd. Padres had just beaten the Red Sox 7-0 to wrap up their homestand. And people were saying, could that be a turning point for the season? And I said, pump the brakes a little bit. One game saving yourself from a sweep is not a turning point. But I also said, we may look back, and that may be the day we judge the record change for the Padres. Indeed, since that day, the Padres have won 5 of 8 games. They have outscored their opponents significantly. They have a 1-run loss, a 2-run loss, and a 3-run loss, a 7-run win, a 3-run win, a 2-run win, a 4-run win, and a 5-run win since then. But I don't think that was the turning point necessarily. We've seen better at-bats over this last week or so, but if you really must find a turning point,
Rugi.
It was Rugneto Dor's home run.
I mean,
It may have changed a little bit of the, I don't know, just the woe is, you know,
yes.
Like nothing can go right.
Nothing's going our way
with our season.
We're out of it. You know, we get down a run. We're done. You know, I didn't really feel that last night. I was not when Tapia walked the bases loaded, I was like, that's it, dude. I fully admit I was like, come on, man. God dang, dude. Like, we're gonna blow this one too, and you battle, you scratched out some runs against Sandy, and then Tapia comes in and walks the bases loaded after a really nice clean inning the inning before, and I get why Bob sent him back out there, but holy smokes, I'm like, God bless, dude, you're gonna kill us. You're going to kill us. And they got out of there with only one run. That was huge. Just huge. And then poured it on. And Timmy Hill doing that last night was just spectacular. Spectacular job at wriggling out of there. But, yeah, I think the Rugi homer, man. What did we lost? How many games have we lost? I saw some stat. It was like it prevented us from losing how many in a row?
Well, that would have been the sixth straight series loss.
Yeah.
if they had dropped that game.
Yeah, that's it.
And then, of course, they lost the series to the Yankees, but they could come back and make it 2 out of 3 series wins.
Yeah.
If they win today or tomorrow.
Yep.
Hopefully they take both of them against the Miami Marlins. JT, thanks for the call. 833-288-0973. Our phone lines are open if you want to join us. Nacho is next up here with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Hello, Nacho.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good morning, buddy. Good morning to you.
I just want to give a quick shout-out to all the diehard Padre fans that know these guys can still turn it around.
Oh, yeah.
And I really do hope so that they do, because it would literally break my heart if they didn't. And I'm sure I wouldn't be the only one.
No, you wouldn't. You absolutely wouldn't.
I think it would be going through, like, your first heartbreak as a teenager.
That's a really good...
I compare it to
that's
that.
A good... You meet a girl when you're a teenager, and it's your first girl that, you know, lets you French kiss her or whatever, and you think that you're, like, in love when you're 15 and 16, and you can't tell,
no.
You know, you can't say you don't know what love is yet, because you feel it. There's a feeling that you have. And when all these moves get made, Nacho, and you're like, could this be the time that my team cracks through? And then it disappoints you, and you see her, Ben, and she's texting somebody else, or she's walking around talking to somebody else, and you're like, what did I do wrong? And you guys remember your first heartbreak? It's awful.
Sure.
It's an awful, awful feeling, one that you never want to feel again. And a baseball team, man, they are absolutely capable of doing it to you. So I'm with you. I think that's a good analogy, and I think that this team, you're right, though. They have the potential to be wife material.
Oh, they can do it.
Absolutely wife material.
I've said before.
I also had a comment. Sorry,
yeah, go ahead, Nacho.
About the Brett Sullivan thing. I mean, I honestly do think that was a really bad move on the Padres, because this dude has been just putting it all in. I mean, that catch he made at home the other day.
That was great.
I haven't seen a Padres catcher do that in a while.
Yeah, it's been Austin Hedges made a nice catch like that one time, and we lost our minds about that. But you're right, man. I said it, you know, knowing it was probably the wrong answer. I said it. Ben asked me the question yesterday right around this time.
Yeah.
Who are they going to send down? I said, I mean, you have to send Nolan down. You have to. But Ben made the point of, who better to school Gary Sanchez, who, by the way, should be getting the majority of playing time at this point, because that's why you got him.
Exactly.
And I think cooler heads prevailed. Austin Nola is going to be better suited to help Gary Sanchez than Brett Sullivan.
I mean, it's not a great argument. And Nacho, thanks for the call. Austin Nola's on base percentage is 70 points higher than Brett Sullivan's. 70 points.
But that's
higher.
But that's all fine and dandy. You're right, though. The part where you're most right about was the, hey, Gary,
right,
let me sit with you.
Brett Sullivan only knows these pitchers a little better
than
Gary Sanchez.
Correct. Austin Nolan knows them tremendously. But here's the thing. When Gary Sanchez needs a day off, that means Austin Nola has to catch and hit.
Right. I read in the UT newsletter this morning that it's probably going to be Darvish and Musgrove will be the Nola guys,
and the other.
Snell and Waka and Weathers for now. Lugo, when he comes back, will probably be the Sanchez guys for now. Now, who knows how long Gary Sanchez lasts? He made it 3 games with the New York Mets,
yeah,
and they decided to move on. I'm hoping it's a little bit longer here with the San Diego Padres, but let's not get our hearts attached too much to Gary Sanchez. You can go ahead and get your hearts attached to the Padres, like Nacho said. You know, that's part of it. I said, I think it was about a couple of weeks ago, what's great about sports is that you can be hurt. You put so much investment into it that you are vulnerable. When your team struggles, it actually is painful. But that is what makes it so great when they finally do win.
That's a shot at wrestling, because you can put your heart and soul into your favorite wrestler, Ben, and they break your heart.
I don't think they do.
It was pre-planned.
You just get mad at the writers in that case. But in sports, you really do put yourself out there for a team that you're totally dedicated to. Now, I love sports even when I'm not totally emotionally invested. That game six between the Celtics and the Heat that went down to the wire, great game. I was really excited. That was fantastic. Couldn't care less who wins. I had no rooting interest between the Celtics or the Heat in
that
game.
Gambling is fun.
Well, that can do it as well. But it's not the same. Even gambling doesn't give you the same.
It's way worse.
As your own
it's
team.
It's way worse.
It's
Are you
different.
Kidding? Oh,
it's
my
different.
God.
It's different. Way worse. It's different.
It's way worse. Way worse.
You're mad, but you're not sad.
Correct. You're mad as hell.
You're mad when you lose a bet.
Yeah, you're not sad.
But you're sad when you are invested in your team and they disappoint you and they get knocked out of the playoffs or don't even make the playoffs, because that's real, genuine connection and emotion.
The Bryce Harper home run made me physically ill last year. Physically ill. Like crumbled to the ground physically ill. Right? Especially especially after the pitch he took. That at 99.99999 infinity.
You talk about a pit in your stomach. When he connected on that
connected,
ball.
I fell to
the
ground.
And you knew it was gone.
I fell to the ground. It was like, oh my God. And Frankie, you're a Met fan. You know the pain and heartbreak of baseball, what it can do.
Yeah, I do.
It's terrible. It's terrible. But it's also, when they do get that big knock, when Matt Carpenter does rip that ball into the gap and those two runs score last night, there is that feeling of that you're chasing. It's serotonin. You're just trying to flood your body with as much serotonin. Padres have not given us serotonin this year. There's been some big moments. There's been some really cool moments. But they haven't. Even the Rugi home run, as amazing as it was more of an exhalation of just like, oh, thank God. Right? Like, not even like, I wasn't even happy. I was relieved. I was fully just relieved at that moment. I was not exuberant jumping up and down. I was like, oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. We needed that so badly. So that's kind of where everyone's head's at right now with this team.
All right, Blake Snell on the mound tonight, which I guess that means probably another Gary Sanchez game behind the plate. Blake Snell has allowed just too many base runners this year. So quite plain and simple. His whip is the worst on the roster right now.
Is it four?
It feels like it. It's 1.56, but he's pitched 50 innings, allowed 47 hits, so almost a hit per inning, and 31 walks.
Good God.
You know, you can survive 47 hits in 50 innings if you're keeping the walks down to a minimum, but you can't survive that many walks and that many hits at the same time.
Just let...
If you're going to throw nasty, nasty stuff that they can't hit, you walk a couple guys and get away with it, because they're not going to harm you because they can't hit it. Or if you throw strikes, you can give up a couple of hits because you're not putting base runners on. But Blake is the worst of both worlds right now. And he's missing too much, but he's also getting hit when he's in the zone. He's not missing the bats the way he has. And it's been very costly for him this year. Yeah, he still gets 9.7 strikeouts per inning, which is per nine innings, which is still among the leaders on the team, but not where Blake can be. He just hasn't been himself so far this year.
Never really is in the first half, but man, we just can't afford any more 100-pitch, four-inning starts from Blake Snell. I want to believe, and every week, once a week, we come in here and say, is this the day that Blake figures it out? And he's had some decent starts this year, no question. He had some terrible run support for three straight. Got no help at all whatsoever. And, you know, that's going to happen in baseball. You've got to keep this momentum. You've got to keep this mojo going. And the offense needs to do. Who's throwing for Miami, by the
way? Another lefty, Braxton Garrett, is on the mound. Actually, his numbers are very Snellian. In 48 innings, he's given up 56 hits, so a few more hits, less walks, though only 11. Struck out 47, given up 7 home runs. His whip's 1.4, his ERA is 4.5. So a couple of guys who, lefties who are not off to great starts so far this year.
So a good, solid 4.5-hour game is what we're
in shape for. In the old days, I'd say yes, with the pitch clock. You know, if they don't pitch well, you're in for four innings and then you're gone and you move on.
That's true.
Even the yesterday's game felt like it.
Felt like it dragged.
Felt like it dragged forever. And I think it was just under 3.5 hours.
I'm fine with the game dragging, by the way, if it's because the Padres keep getting guys on and driving them in. I'm absolutely fine with that. But, you know, listen, strap in, tighten up the belt. Blake Snell, it's bump day, and I want it for him. I want it for us. I want it for everybody.
Wonder how Bob Melvin's going to adjust his lineup today.
Yeah, you can't put – Crony's not going to be the leader.
No, not with a lefty on the mound, so it'll be different. And everyone's going, you don't mess with the thing after scoring with nine runs.
You do.
You get a lefty on the mound, and Jake went over six yesterday, so he won't be batting.
At the yard.
He won't be batting leadoff. My guess is Jake will be down more like six or seven. Could be a Ha-Sung Kim back to the leadoff spot. Could be Tatis back to the leadoff spot. Could be Bogarts in the leadoff spot today. You'll probably see more right-handers near the top of the order. But they'll mix it up because you know you're going to get to the bullpen as well.
It's so, just one guy you don't mess with right now, and that's Juan Soto. You just
bad in third.
He just three-hole, call it a day. Guys, lights out right now. Let's keep that train rolling. He
doesn't seem to matter too much, lefty or righty.
No,
seeing pitches well.
Just so locked in right now. So fun to watch. We're seeing the guy that we traded for right now. This is the best version of Juan Soto that we've seen these last few weeks, and it has been incredible to watch. And let's keep that rolling. And if that happens, Nelly Cruz, there was a spot for him last night to pinch hit. I thought, and I know Carp's hit lefties okay this year, but I was kind of surprised that
it'll be an interesting one. You know, not that Matt Carpenter's been red hot, but he did have the big double last night in the ninth inning, and Nelson Cruz has struggled badly. I think one extra base hit this month or something like that. And, you know, it's May 31st. He's had a really rough month. So will they try to get him going against a lefty today? Maybe. You know, will Manny wake up and feel okay? I mean, a lefty, nice little landing spot for him. If the hand feels good, you could make a move before the game. Again, not expecting that, but it's a possibility.
It's Brandon Nick Dixon night otherwise, yeah?
Yeah, probably Brandon Dixon will get a start, I would think, against a lefty in that situation.
Yeah,
Grisham looking better, but I never am mad to see Jose Azokar in the lineup.
I know he got thrown out stealing yesterday by kind of stuck in the ground.
He didn't
when
get
he slid.
Off. No, he just, get, yeah, just you know, that's going to happen. And then they were aggressive again the next inning, and it paid off.
Yep.
You know, you will take your chances. Sometimes you'll get thrown out. Just don't make it stupid when you get thrown
out.
This
is Blake Snell. He pitches well, we win this ball game.
Absolutely.
That's how it goes. Yep.
Just hasn't done it so far.
No.
All right, that's it for us. 4 hours in the books. Braden and Coach coming up next. Padres game 340 today, 240 pregame show with Sam Levitt. Thanks again to Italian Paul, Frank Marchese on the board today. For Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Tier 1s will be back tomorrow morning. A little shorter show tomorrow for an early Padres game, but we'll start at 6 a.m. right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Take care.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.